Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. The Elves and the Shoemaker. There was once a shoemaker who worked very hard and was honest. Still, he could not earn enough to live on. At last, all he had in the world was gone, except just one piece of leather, enough to make up one pair of shoes. He cut these out at night, and meant to rise early the next morning to make them up. His heart was light in spite of his troubles, for his conscience was clear. So he went quietly to bed, left all his cares to God, and fell asleep. In the morning he said his prayers, and set down to work, when, to his great wonder, there stood the shoes, already made, upon the table. The good man knew not what to say or think. He looked at the work. There was not one false stitch in the whole job. All was neat and true. That same day a customer came in, and the shoes pleased him so well that he readily paid a price higher than usual for them. The shoemaker took the money and bought leather enough to make two pairs more. He cut out the work in the evening and went to bed early. He wished to be up with the sun and get to work. He was saved all trouble, for when he got up in the morning, the work was done. Pretty soon, buyers came in who paid him well for his goods. So he bought leather enough for four pairs more. He cut out the work again overnight, and found it finished in the morning as before. So it went on for some time. What was got ready at night was always done by daybreak, and the good man soon was well to do. One evening, at Christmas time, he and his wife sat over the fire, chatting, and he said, "I should like to sit up and watch tonight, that we may see who it is that comes and does my work for me." So they left the light burning, and hid themselves behind a curtain to see what would happen. As soon as it was midnight, there came two little elves. They sat upon the shoemaker's bench, took up all the work that was cut out, and began to ply their little fingers. They stitched and wrapped and taped at such a rate that the shoemaker was amazed, and could not take his eyes off them for a moment. On they went till the job was done, and the shoes stood, ready for use, upon the table. This was long before daybreak. Then they ran away, as quick as lightning. The next day the wife said to the shoemaker, "These little elves have made us rich, and we ought to be thankful for them, and do them some good in return. I am vexed to see them run about as they do. They have nothing upon their backs to keep off the cold. I'll tell you what we must do. I will make you each of them a shirt and a coat and a waistcoat, and a pair of pantaloons in their bargain. Do you make each of them a little pair of shoes?" The good shoemaker liked the thought very well. One evening he and his wife had the clothes ready and laid them on the table instead of the work they used to cut out. Then they went and hid behind the curtain to watch what the little elves would do. At midnight, the elves came in and were going to sit down at their work as usual, but when they saw the clothes lying there for them, they laughed and were in high glee. They dressed themselves in the twinkling of an eye, and danced and capered and sprang about as merry as could be, till at last they were danced out on the floor and over the green. The shoemaker saw them no more, but everything went well with him as long as he lived. The end.